From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning and happy new year to you. The markets are on fire. There's records all over the place.
They are. And you're right about that impeachment. I mean, I think the market's basically saying, look, that it's not going to go through the upper house. So let's move on from terms of that being a market move. But yes, markets are on fire. In fact, share markets, they've more than behaved themselves in your absence, Mike. In fact, they've done rather well. US share markets continued to rally and last week again reached all-time highs. If I just look if I look specifically at the S&P 500, the index on the US share market, closed on Friday 3,329. A month ago, it was 3,195. So that's a 4.3% return in the last month. So still very solid gains. So it was a good summer for us, good winter for them. There's your Santa Claus rally. If you were worried about it, there it was. Now, if you want a statistic to start the day, the US share market has added $500 billion of market value in the first 3 weeks of the year. So that's a reasonably significant number, I would have thought. But the question that's being sort of arising, the question that's being thrown around, Mike, is the share market too optimistic? Is this the start of the end? Is this the bubble? Let's just break the optimism that we're seeing down. And it rests very much on three key pillars. The share market is assuming that US company earnings will recover and improve through 2020. The second one is that we have removed or we've reduced or dampened down some of those uncertainties from 2019. So Brexit is now done, effectively. The trade deal, we've had the phase one trade deal signed between China and the US, so those tensions are dissipating. The North American trade deal was signed off by the Senate last week as well. And thirdly, the Federal Reserve keeps supplying liquidity through their bond buying liquidity program. So those are the reasons why the market is optimistic. We've got to see how this play out. There's lots more big companies reporting this week, their fourth quarter earnings. So we're not expecting the fourth quarter to be particularly great. We're expecting that to pick up over 2020. We've got IBM, American Express, Johnson & Johnson. Still got this conundrum of manufacturing being in the doldrums. US purchasing managers and manufacturing still very weak. Service sector holding up well. You've come back to work, Mike, and the Americans have promptly gone on holiday. It's Martin Luther King Day this evening, so we won't have any update on the US share market tomorrow morning.
Indeed. Now, talk to me about locally. So a couple of things I've noted over the holiday period. We spent well, so the money's still being spent over the Christmas period. There was some optimism. Optimism looks like it's got a bit of life. But then we come to manufacturing, though.
Yeah, we did. So we saw those economic glimmers of hope towards the end of last year. And while you were away, we had the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion, and that sort of forced us to cool our jets a little bit, really. And now, the end of last week, we've seen the release of the BNZ Business New Zealand Manufacturing Index. And that data series unfortunately limped its way into the end of year as well. So performance of manufacturing index for December, the index has come in at 49.3. That's under 50. So the index has fallen back into contraction territory just. It's been described as disappointing. It is a monthly number, Mike, so we need to look at the trends and we need to get past the month-to-month volatility. Well, here's the trends, Mike. The index averaged 56.2 in 2017. 2018, 53.8, 2019, 50.9. So we've seen a slow and steady decline in this measure of manufacturing activity in New Zealand. Look, the economy can still roll along. Service sector's holding up well here. 2020 should be better, but it's got to deliver.
Numbers, please.
29,348 on the Dow, up 50. 3,329 S&P 500. The Nasdaq 9,388. So all the US markets up on Friday. The FTSE 100 7,674, up 65. Nikkei 24,041, up 108. Shanghai Composite was up 3,075. Across the ditch, the ASX 200 gained 22.32%, closing at 7,064. The NZX 50 11,800 on the button. Plus 62 or 0.53% gain. On the currency markets, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6603 US, 0.9616 Aussie, 0.5961 Euro, 0.5083 pounds, 72.85 Japanese yen, gold $1,557.24 US cents, and Brent crude $64.85.
Good catching up. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.